Hi everyone, welcome back to Block Shots. My name is Gautam Dhameja, and in this episode, we are going to talk about the recent Ethereum upgrade, which is called the Denkun upgrade. Now, Shakespeare has said what's there in the name, but still, let's see what's this name about. So, Denkun is actually a combination of two words, Deneb plus Cancun. These were two different upgrades that were merged together to create a single one, and that is how we call it Denkun. Now, beyond the name, this is a very interesting update, one of the most anticipated ones in the recent times. Why? Because it reduces the cost of L2 transactions on Ethereum by many, many factors. So, overall, the Denkun upgrade has 9 different upgrades clubbed together in it. 9 different functionality upgrades or changes as part of this one single upgrade. But the most important of them is the EIP-4844. This is also called as proto-dank sharding. Now, what it does is that it allows a new kind of transaction to be sent to the Ethereum blockchain. This new transaction allows us to store arbitrary blobs of data on the Ethereum blockchain. Now, if you refer back to my episode, which was about blob space, and I will put a link of that episode in the show notes, that talks about blobs and blob space. And that is now being enabled by this upgrade in the Ethereum blockchain. So EIP-4844 and proto-dank sharding allow a new transaction that helps to store blobs on the Ethereum blockchain. Now, how does it help with reduction of the fee? And this is the main thing. So before this upgrade, what the L2s were doing is there is a field in the transactions called extra data, and they would compress and put all of that data of L2 block into this extra data field. But they would have to pay all the fee to use this extra data field, because the more data you send, the more gas you have to pay. So it was a costly affair to store an entire L2 block compressed data on the Ethereum L1 blockchain. Now, what proto-dank sharding does is that it allows to store arbitrary blobs of data. And what L2s can do using this is they can just put all the compressed data of an L2 block into this blob instead of that extra data field. And storing data in the blobs have their own economics. They are much cheaper than regular L2 transactions in terms of storing data. And hence, the overall fees on the L2 becomes much lower because of the usage of blobs. There have been L2s that have the fee now in 1 or 2 cents per transaction. This is really low. This will introduce a lot of new adoption and a lot of new users, hopefully, into the Web3 space. So this is the main part of the Ethereum Denkun upgrade, proto-dank sharding and the introduction of blobs. However, this must be noted that this upgrade does not create any reduction in the L1 transaction fee. So if you are sending an L1 transaction, transferring ETH from one account to another, or any other smart contract for that matter, directly on the L1 Ethereum chain, then you are paying the exact same fee that you were paying a few months before. It's not going to be different. It's actually a little more this time because of the so-called start of the bull market and the price of Ethereum going higher. So no change in the L1 fees, but a huge amount of change in the L2 transaction fees on Ethereum. That is the Denkun upgrade in brief for you. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for the next episodes, and I'll see you in the next one. Ciao.